Okay, kids, anarchy moment time. Now, I'm commenting on something I don't have the full story on, but I don't give a shit. So I'm sitting here, I'm doing some work, and I get the notification from YouTube, Stefan Molyneux has uploaded a new video, and I look at the thing, and it's Stefan Molyneux responding to something Thomas Sowell wrote about Donald Trump. Now, if you don't know who Thomas Sowell is, that's S-O-W-E-L-L, and I may be mispronouncing his last name, Thomas Sowell. He is mostly an economic genius. He's as much of an economic genius as you can be and still be a statist. He is somebody who's been very influential on my thinking. I've read a lot of his stuff. I used to read his op-ed column all the time. I don't keep up with it because I don't read the magazine. Well, I don't read magazines at all anyway. Anyhow, the point is, I haven't read a lot of his stuff recently. He's written a shit ton of books. Any book he's ever written, just read it. It's going to be brilliant. Trust me on this. He's a great author. He's a very intelligent person. Anyway, I cannot praise him enough. And sometimes All right, anyhow, so I'm looking at this article Thomas Sowell wrote. This is over at townhall.com. It's called Do Emotions Trump Facts? All right, those of us who like to believe that human beings are rational can sometimes have a hard time trying to explain what's going on in politics. Okay, Thomas, that's because human beings are not rational. I don't understand. Now I sound like a fucking statist. I don't understand. I do understand. I understand exactly why people think people are rational. Human beings make virtually all of their decisions based on emotional responses. This is a fucking fact. Nobody wants to believe that their decisions are based on emotional responses. Everybody wants to believe that they have logic and reasoning and intelligence and data behind their decisions. Nobody wants to believe that their decisions are made based on purely emotional factors. That's why you're all fucking stupid. As the great one himself, as the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, as an anarcho-capitalist, as somebody who understands how natural selection is supposed to work, as somebody who's been podcasting for 11 motherfucking years, as somebody who does not give a fuck about your fucking feelings. Go listen to Stating the Obvious number 150 for an explanation of why I don't give a fuck about your fucking feelings, okay? I understand that all humans, you, me, Trump, Sowell, Obama, Bush, every fucking son of a bitch and piece of shit that has ever, is ever, will ever walk the fucking face of the earth or any other planet in the cosmos. If it's a fucking human, it has made 99% of its decisions based on emotions. Black humans, white humans, female humans, fat humans, ugly humans, tranny humans, GLBTKKK humans, Republican humans, Democrat, every anarcho-capitalist humans, every fucking human. It's all emotion. And if you cannot fucking understand that, it's because you're fucking stupid. It's because you're having an emotional reaction to the fact that your decisions are based on your emotional reactions. And so you're trying to hide that from yourself by coming up with this fucking masturbatory fantasy in which humans are rational. This is why you're a fucking failure. This is why natural selection says you should be dead. Okay. Let me continue reading. That was only the first sentence. I'm only doing the first two paragraphs because I don't have time to do everything else right now. Whew. It is still a puzzle to me how millions of patriotic Americans could have voted in 2008 for a man who, for 20 years, was a follower of a preacher who poured out his hatred for America in the most gross gutter terms. Okay, this is not a puzzle. The reason I'm not really sure who we're talking, 2008 for a man who followed a preacher, I'm assuming that we're talking about Obama. Is that right? Because of six, yeah. Okay. So I'm assuming we're talking about Obama. I can explain exactly why millions of quote-unquote patriotic Americans voted for him. Emotions. He said the word hope. He said the word change. As Joseph Biden says, he was the first good-looking, articulate black man that the Democrat Party had ever found. Okay, people saw him. They had an emotional response. That's why they voted for him. Emotional response. This is not complicated. This is not rocket science. This is just fucking turn off the fucking ideology. Stop masturbating to your desire to be awesome and just look at the world. I don't know what, awesome is a terrible word. See, I sound like a fucking woman. Stop masturbating to your desire to believe that people are rational because you want so desperately to believe that you are rational. Okay? Let go of it. Get your dick out of your hand and actually look at the fucking world around you. Millions of people voted for Obama because emotions. Just like all the people who voted for, who did he run against the first time? Was it McCain? People voted for McCain or whoever the fuck it was. It doesn't matter. Emotion. Why did people vote for Bush? Emotion. Why did people vote for Ronald Reagan? Jesus fucking Christ. Emotion. Bill Clinton. Emotion like a motherfucker. Okay? Emotion. This is why democracy doesn't fucking work. Because you fucking morons out there think that human beings are rational. And oh, if we just let people vote on their fucking political leaders, we'll get good political leaders. Because the American people are so rational and intelligent. No, they're not. No, they're fucking not. They're so fucking stupid. They can't pour piss out of a boot with the instructions written on the bottom of the heel. Okay? No, they vote on emotion. And it's disappointing that a man as intelligent as Thomas Sowell is actually writing this shit. All right. Today's big puzzle is how so many otherwise rational people, they're not rational, they're not otherwise rational, they are not fucking rational. They are emotion driven. Jesus fucking H. Christ on a stick. Today's big puzzle is how so many otherwise rational people have become enamored of Donald Trump, projecting onto him virtues and principles that he clearly does not have, and ignoring gross defects that are all too blatant. All right, I'm going to read the next paragraph because I just have to. There was a time when someone who publicly mocked a handicapped man would have told us all we needed to know about his character and his political fling would have been over, but that was before we became a society where common decency is optional. No, no, no. No, Thomas, no. You have lost your fucking mind, my friend. You are a genius. You have lost your fucking... The reason, I'm assuming Trump made fun of a handicapped person, I don't know and I don't give a fuck because I don't follow this shit. The reason, and again, as I would love Donald Trump to be the president, and this is why. The reason he's not fucking, his political fling is not over after making fun of a handicapped person is because there are so many people in our society like me who are fucking tired of the thought police, who are tired of being shit on, who are tired of being told that we're the cause of all the problems, who are tired of being treated like shit by the femistatist and the statheist and the fucking homostatist and the KKK, GLBT. Okay, we're fucking sick of it. And this is what happens. When you shit on people enough, they're going to push back. And they're going to push back in really shitty ways because they're going to have an emotional response to your fucking emotional response to them. It's all emotion. This is why nobody's projecting jack shit onto Donald Trump. Nobody thinks he has virtues. They're just having an emotional response. It's all emotional response, okay? And it doesn't fucking matter who becomes the president. It doesn't fucking, okay. I was gonna, I'll probably talk about this again, but here's the point, all right. I, for many years, have pointed out, all right, so much for a short anarchy moment, because I have shit to do, right? All right, I have for many years, have pointed out that your messiah president, Hussein Obama, said that he was going to close Guantanamo Bay. I have made fun of him over and over and over for not doing it. So I run across something today, and I don't know if this is true. I don't know if it's false. It was on some website. Let's just assume it's true. I'm totally willing to go and say it's true. According to this website, It was Roger fucking Waters, who you all know, I love Pink Floyd, my favorite band ever, but Roger fucking Waters, this is him starting this thing on his website or somewhere in the news, whatever, Roger Waters is involved. Apparently, according to this website, Obama actually issued an executive order many years ago, some number of years ago, calling for Guantanamo Bay to be closed within a year. And yet, Guantanamo Bay is still open. Now, who is it, for however many years I've been saying this, who has told you 50 times, easily 50 times, it does not matter what the president of the United States ever says or does? The president does not run the company. The president doesn't run the company known as the United States of America. The corporations, the NSA, the bureaucrats, they run things. I am the one who told you when Obama was elected, I said, here's how it's going to work. Obama's going to go in the White House. He's going to say, hey, what's up? I'm the president. They're going to say, yes, Mr. President, sit down. He's going to say, so what's up? And they're saying, Mr. President, here's the deal. These are the things you're going to do, and these are the things you're not going to do. And then he's going to say, well, I'm here to do what I want to do. And they're going to say, yes, and if you do what you want to do, we're going to put a bullet in you the way we put a bullet in Kennedy. And we're going to put a bullet in you the way we put a bullet in Reagan. And then Obama's going to look at them and he's going to think about it. Do I want to die? Or do I want to do what the corporations and the banking corporations and the NSA tell me to do? And we see 7 years later, Obama's still alive. That tells us he valued his life. It doesn't matter. If Trump gets elected, it doesn't matter. I don't even know who isn't there some Republican named Cruz? It doesn't matter if he gets elected. It doesn't matter if Hillary gets elected. It doesn't matter if Bernie Sanders gets elected. It doesn't matter if Stephen Hawking gets elected. It doesn't matter if a retarded 8-year-old child gets elected. It does not matter who the president of the United States is. It does not fucking matter. If you think it matters, you should be dead. That's what natural selection says. Okay? The president of the United States is just there to make noise, give speeches, and distract people from what the corporations and the NSA and the military are actually doing. The president of the United States takes his or her or he, his, hers, its, phase, whatever, when we get our first tranny president. Okay, the president of the United States takes orders because the president of the United States is just a figurehead. And it's a figurehead elected by a bunch of morons in a popularity contest driven by emotions. And yeah, there's a lot of people who want Trump to be the president specifically because he's simply not politically correct. And when you live in a society where everything is dumbed down where everything has to be fucking sanitized so that the most fucking sensitive, sissified pieces of shit in the society aren't offended. When everything in your entire society revolves around making sure no white woman ever experiences discomfort, then when you have somebody like Donald Trump who makes fun of fucking handicapped people, yeah, you're going to have a lot of people who have an emotional response to that, and it's going to be an emotional response that says, I'm going to vote for him just because he's not a fucking giant sissy.